Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is October 28th, 1942, and the title is The Gunsmith of San Bello. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for San Bello! Hail, Silver! Forward!
The little town of San Bello was one of the oldest in the Southwest. Originally built by the Spaniards, it was located on a broad-backed hill and surrounded on four sides by a thick adobe wall. It was this old wall and the narrow, winding, old-world streets that gave San Bello distinction among ordinary cow towns. It was also the home of the Drover's Bank, the largest financial institution in the county. The bank, a two-story building that faced the plaza, was flanked on one side by the small shop of a gunsmith, and on the other by the stage depot. A small crowd of cowpokes and town people generally gathered there to watch the evening stage come in. And one evening in the early fall was no exception.
Here she comes, folks, a pitching and a rolling.
Naturally, the citizens of San Bello were interested in the passengers that arrived by stage. They greeted old friends and speculated concerning strangers.
Hiya, champ. Hello, Miss Myrtle.
The last two persons to step from the interior of the stage weren't met with greetings or shouts. They were strangers. Two men whom no one in San Bello could remember ever having seen before. The tallest of the two was a large man, well over 6 feet. He was clad in a new brown suit, flat-crowned Stetson, and was wearing dark glasses. His companion's clothes were rougher and unpressed, but everyone noticed that the longish tails of a tall man's coat partially concealed a heavy gun belt. The strangers seemed to know exactly where they were going. They pushed their way through the crowd and spoke to each other in low tones.
Where is it, Bart? Right ahead of us, Darby. See the sign?
Oh, yeah. I see it now. Caleb Sibley, gunsmith. So this is where old Sib ended up.
Got a nice place, too. Has a good business.
Where's the bank?
Right here. Right next door to Caleb's place, just like I told you.
Yeah, looks like a perfect layout.
It's a cinch. We can't miss unless Caleb...
You leave Caleb Sibley to me. When we go in, I'll do the talking. Understand?
Sure, Dolly. Here we are.
Good evening. What can I do for you, gentlemen?
Plenty. You the gunsmith?
Yes.
I want you to take a look at this .45.
Let me see it.
Just look into the barrel, Sib. That's all you're going to say.
That? Darby Hicks?
So you finally recognize me, huh?
Darby? Well, what are you doing here?
Oh, me and Bart just like to look up old friends, don't we, Bart?
You
remember Bart, don't you, Sib?
How could I forget either of you? But I thought...
We were still holed up in that Eastern Penitentiary? No, that's old stuff. They paroled us about a year after you got out, Sib.
I wasn't paroled. I was released. I completed my sentence.
I decided to hit the straight and narrow. So you came out west and started a business.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No, nothing exactly wrong. But I wonder what these folks around San Bella would say if they knew that Caleb Sibley, the gunsmith, was the same hombre used to take care of hog legs for the Darby Hicks gang.
What's happened in the past is dead. I've made a new start out here, and I don't think any of my friends in San Bella would hold it against me.
Maybe not.
What do you want, Darby? Blackmail?
Now, Sib, you know I never went in for anything like that.
Then what is it?
Thought you might be interested in renting me and Bart a room for a few days.
A room? What room?
This one. It's right smack up against the bank, isn't it?
No, it isn't, is it? Oh, I see what you mean. And the answer is no.
We'll see. Did you say there was another room between here and the bank?
Nothing but my testing range.
What's that?
Where I test rebores and barrels for accuracy.
Let's go in and take a look.
No! I'm not going to be a party.
You're going to be just what I say, Caleb. I'm no gunsmith, but I can sure trigger one of these leg hogs. Let's go. There's nothing in here.
There isn't supposed to be. When I test a rebore again, I put it in this vise and use the cardboard wall down there for a target.
Yeah? What does that mean?
Well, I fire a couple of shots. If the barrel is true, two bullets make only one hole in the cardboard.
Yeah, pretty slick stunt. Do all gunsmiths test a gun that way?
Most of them do.
Like to see how it works. Bart, put your gun in that vise.
Let me do it.
But I can't. Let him do it, Bart. Remember, Sib, you're testing the gun. Keep it pointed that way.
This is all there is to the test. You put the barrel in the vise, tighten it up, and then fire it twice. You see?
There's only one hole in that hunk of cardboard down there.
That means the barrel of Bart's gun is absolutely true.
Well, I'll
be... Here, Bart. Here's your gun.
Good stunt. Why clamp it in the vise?
To keep the aim perfect. Nobody can hold a gun that steady.
Thanks, Sib, for tipping me off on how to be a gunsmith. I can use that information after you're gone.
Gone? I'm not going anyplace.
Oh, yes, you are. Where do you live?
A little ranch south of town.
Alone?
Well, just my daughter Helen and myself.
And you'd better start heading for that ranch, because I've just bought your gun shop.
But my... No, no, I won't. You can't make me.
Look here, Sibley. I've got a bill of sale all made out. You're going to sign it.
No, you can blackmail me if you want it. But I won't sign anything.
I think you will. You've seen me operate, Sib. You know, I'd just as soon blow your head off as look at you. I'm counting three. If you don't sign, I'll trigger this gun. One. Two. How about it, Sibley?
All right. Give it to me. I'll sign. Anything is better than leaving Helen alone in the world.
I thought you'd see it my way. Yeah. Even got a pencil for you.
Yes. There. Now what light?
Well, thanks, Sib. Glad to see you're so sensible. Bart and me really need this place a lot more than you do. But you forgot one thing.
What do you mean?
When you signed this bill of sale, you forgot to put a period after the name Caleb Sibley.
Period? Why, I...
But I can take care of that. I'm used to putting periods after people's names. Like this.
Hours later, the deserted plaza of San Bello echoed hollowly with the sound of hoofbeats on hard-packed earth. A powerful white stallion in a wiry paint carried a masked man and an Indian directly to the hitch rack in front of Caleb Sibley's gun shop. It was the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Oh, Silver, ho, fella. Easy, big fella. Well, I hope Mr. Sibley's still awake, Tonto. He's the only real gunsmith around here.
There's no light. Maybe he's...
Well, what do you want?
Mr. Sibley,
Sibley
I want...
Sibley ain't here. Dobby.
Huh? What's up?
Excuse me. I'm looking for Caleb Sibley, the gunsmith. This is his shop, isn't it?
Well, used to be. I bought it this afternoon. Get a lantern, Bart. That's the way I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
Are you a gunsmith?
I bought this place, didn't I?
Well, here you are, Dobby.
Yeah. Now, one of these hombres is wearing a mask.
Hey, look at the redskin.
Outlaws, huh?
No, we're not outlaws.
What do you want?
I came to see Caleb Sibley because I need some work done on one of my guns.
Outlaw.
But if he's no longer here...
Oh, wait a minute, stranger. You were one of Sib's customers. It's none of my business who you are. Come on in. What's wrong with your gun? Let me see it.
Are you sure you're a gunsmith?
Listen, I can handle anything Caleb Sibley can do and more.
Now, this won't be much of a job. A little rust on the cylinder. I'd like it filed off.
Sure, that's easy. Give it to me. Say. Mighty nice piece of hardware.
I like it. Can you file that cylinder?
Sure. Wait right here. Bring the lantern back to the workbench, Bart.
Yeah.
Now, where'd I put those files?
They're right in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Now,
Dobby.
Yeah?
Better be careful. This hombre looks plenty smart. He might not fool you.
Shut up. I know what I'm doing. Well, here you are, stranger. Clean as a whistle.
Oh, thanks. It looks all right. How much do I...
Wait a minute. As long as you're here, let me test that bore for you.
I don't think it's necessary.
Sibley gave good service. I'll do the same. Come on. This is the testing range, you see.
Yes, I know. I've been in here before.
I'll just clamp your shooting iron in the vise.
I know. I'd rather you didn't.
What's the matter? Don't you want it tested?
Well, that can be done without using a vise.
But you can't.
The result of the test is two bullets through one hole in the target up there. That's right?
Oh, yeah.
Hand me the gun. Now, watch this.
Did you see that, Dobby? He slung that second shot in perfect line with the...
I saw it. Accidents happen all the time.
Not twice. Look.
Dobby, I've never seen such shooting in all my life. This hombre's
better... Shut up. That's pretty fancy lead slinging, stranger.
Thanks.
I'd trigger a pretty fair iron myself. Watch. No, don't look at me. What's the target? I'm going to put a period right after another name. Like this.
Dad, where are you?
What the... Must be the old man's daughter.
Dad, where's Dad?
I haven't seen him. This man says...
A masked man. You're an outlaw.
No, I'm not.
He's lying, miss.
What?
Get your hands up, stranger. You too, Injun.
What's this all about? Where's Dad?
My name's Hicks, miss. Darby Hicks. I bought this shop from your pa this afternoon.
Dad sold?
After your pa sold out, my partner and I left. But we came back this evening and found this masked varmint in the engine here.
Dad, where is he?
Well, I hate to tell you this, miss, but you gotta know sometime. Your pa's dead.
Dead? No.
This hombre gunned him. He's laying under the workbench in the next room.
You're lying.
Keep your hands up. Bart.
Yeah?
Now that we've found the outlaw that beat poor Mr. Sibley, I reckon you better go out and rustle a sheriff.
Sheriff?
You heard me. I'll hold a beat in this hombre until you get back.
Yeah, sure, Darby.
Now, wait. Give me that lantern before you go. I don't want to be left in the dark.
The lantern, fellow.
Hey, what the...
Out the front. Get up, Bart. Get that load on coyotes.
Yeah, they got away.
Yeah. Looks like I played the wrong card. The next deal's gonna be different.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Continue our story. After escaping from under the drawn guns of Darby Hicks, The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode southward along a back trail and reined up in a clump of cottonwoods that fringed a ravine.
Ho, Silver, look out, ho!
The posse was on our trail. I'm sure we've thrown them off. That man in the gun shop. Have you ever seen him before?
No. Me not see him.
Neither have I. The other fellow called him Darby. And I know I've heard that name.
Him, crook?
There's no question about that. He tried to frame us for the murder of Caleb Sibley.
Why him kill Sibley?
I don't know. Certainly not to rob him. Sibley never kept enough money in his shop to make that worthwhile. I could only remember where.
Him not look like cowhand.
No, he... I know now where I've heard that name. Darby Hicks, a bank robber that used to operate in this territory.
You think this fella him?
Yes, I'm sure of it. Although I heard Darby Hicks had been sent to a penitentiary back east somewhere. And he might have escaped or be on parole.
Maybe him kill Sibley to get gun.
No, a bank robber wouldn't take that chance to... Wait. Isn't Sibley's gun shop right next door to the Drover's Bank?
Uh-huh.
That testing alley we were in. The right side of that is the outer wall of the bank. And I think I understand the reason for that murder.
Tonto not savvy.
Neither do I, yet. But we're going to stay right near San Bello until we prove it.
Lawmen there think we crook.
That makes the odds greater and the proof more important.
What we do now?
First, we've got to find that girl, Caleb's daughter.
We not know where girl live.
We'll keep looking until we find her. Come on, Silver. Get him up to scout.
Two days later, Helen Sibley was seated alone on the porch of a tiny ranch house a few miles east of San Bello.
Miss Sibley?
You masked. The man who...
I know, Helen. I didn't murder your father.
How can you say that?
I'm as anxious as you are to find the man who is guilty.
I don't believe you.
Why was your father killed?
I don't know. Mr. Hicks told the sheriff
that... And his name is Hicks. Darby Hicks.
Why, yes, but what...
Helen, the night of the murder, I heard him tell you that your father had just sold the gun shop that afternoon.
He bought it, Mr. Hicks.
Had your father mentioned selling the shop?
No, but if he
sold... Doesn't it seem odd to you that he would do something like that without telling you?
Dad's business affairs were his own.
He never discussed them with you?
This is ridiculous. Mr. Hicks bought the shop that afternoon. I saw the bill of sale with Dad's signature on it.
Yes, but don't you...
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Least of all with you. You have the advantage... You're a man, and you're armed.
I wish you'd believe me.
Believe the outlaw who killed my father?
You're wrong.
I'm right. And as far as you're concerned, it may interest you to know that Darby has sworn to kill you on sight.
Oh, he has. Well, I am interested.
He's even told Sheriff Abbott that he intends to avenge my father's death.
Miss Sibley, are you by any chance going into San Bello this evening?
I may.
Well, if you see Darby Hicks, tell him I'm calling his bluff. I'll ride into the plaza of San Bello at exactly 10 o'clock tonight. It's an ideal opportunity for him to kill me.
Naturally, you won't be there.
You may be surprised. And so will Mr. Hicks.
I doubt it.
And one more thing, Helen. If you're in the gun shop tonight, go into the testing alley, the little room next to the wall of the bank.
I don't want to hear any more you have to say.
Darby Hicks is a professional bank robber. He killed your father so he could use that room in the shop to tunnel under or break through to the bank.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I intend to prove it. Even so, tell Mr. Hicks I'll ride through the south gate into the plaza at 10 tonight.
You haven't got the nerve.
I will see. Come on, Silver. Get him up. Scout.
All right, Bart. It's your turn. Get out here and start digging. I'll hold the liner for a while.
Yeah, seems like we've dug almost a channel already. That tunnel must be 6 feet long.
The adobe walls are thick. Gotta get clean under it.
All right. Give me the pick.
Yeah. Get down there and push the dirt back this way.
Give me some light. How can I work in the dark?
Shut up and start digging. It's getting late. We haven't got all night.
Near enough, Tonto? About an eighth of a mile from the bank building.
Yes, good place.
Are you sure you can hear well enough?
Tonto, put ear to ground. Hear plenty long way.
All right. You hear anything?
No, me not hear nothing now. Maybe crook not do like you think.
Of course, I may be wrong,
now,
but I...
Now me hear, Kemosabe. You listen.
You're right, Tonto. A faint digging sound.
Yeah.
I'll wager it's coming from underneath the bank.
We catch Crook?
No, not yet, Tonto. I have only one thing to do. Darby Hicks has two. Rob the bank and kill me at 10 o'clock tonight.
I'm getting kind of tuckered out, Darby. You better take over for a spell.
All right, come on out.
Say, who's that?
How do I know?
You gonna answer?
Yeah, it might be that nosy town sheriff. Hurry, get up out of there so I can put the boards back in place.
I suppose it is. What'll you tell him?
Plenty. There. Come on, we'll keep him in the other room.
Oh, Mr. Hicks, I hope I didn't disturb you.
Miss Sibley, no, of course not. Me and Bart has just cleaned some rifles. Come in.
I wouldn't have come into town so late if it wasn't for something I think you should know.
What is it?
I saw the masked outlaw, the one who killed Dad.
The mask? Where'd you see him?
He said to tell you he'd ride into San Bello tonight at exactly 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
And he's coming by the south gate, so you shouldn't have any trouble. He wears a mask and rides a white horse.
I know all about the varmint. Well, thank you, Miss Sibley, for tipping me off. I'll be waiting for him with an army rifle right through the crack of this door.
Good. I hope he gets exactly what he gave Dad.
Don't worry, he will. Are you staying in town, Miss Sibley?
Why, yes. I thought I'd go over to Sheriff Abbott's.
Oh, no, I don't think that's such a good idea, Miss Sibley. You see, lawmen generally complicate things like this. I'd like to avenge your pa's killing without interference.
But he's a killer, and he's coming here to kill you.
Then let me take care of him.
Very well. I'll go back to the ranch now and come in town again tomorrow.
Sure. Things like this are no business for a lady like you.
Oh, yes. There's one more thing. I know you bought the shop and everything that's in it.
Oh, well, what do you mean, Miss Sibley?
There's a small rug that belonged to me. I mean, it used to be Mother's.
Sure. I understand. As far as I'm concerned, you can have anything in the place.
You're very kind.
Where is this rug?
It's the one on the floor in the next room. I'll get it.
Hey, no, you can't.
Shut up, Bart. Go right ahead, Miss Sibley. You take anything you want to. Is this the rug?
Yes. I believe I'll just roll it
Darby,
up and...
Darby, are you local?
Shut up.
Why, there's fresh dirt here on the rug. How could... Wait.
What's the idea?
I think I understand now. The masked man was right.
What do you mean?
You're digging under this floor. Digging a tunnel into the bank next door. I'm going
Get up, Arch.
Watch out, you're just a rug in the...
Sheriff Abbott.
Ellen Sibley, what's the matter, child?
Those two men who bought Dad's shop, they're bank robbers.
Bank robbers? Now, wait a minute, Helen, calm down.
There's no time to wait. It's almost 10 o'clock and they'll kill another man.
Kill who?
A man who tried to tell me the truth and I wouldn't listen. A man that I've sent to be killed.
Helen, I can't make head and a tail out of what you're trying to say.
There's no time to explain and I know how I can save him. Sheriff, you still have that white horse, don't you?
Sure, he's in the stable right in back.
I want to borrow him now.
He can have the horse, but tell
Thanks.
Me...
Get some men and go to the Drover's Bank.
In the shadows of a tall tree, close by the south gate of San Bello, the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited patiently for the minutes to tick by. Finally, the masked man pocketed his watch.
1 minute till 10, Tonto.
You ride now, Kemosabe?
Yes, Tonto. I'll go first. You follow.
Me not like it. Maybe Crook plenty good shot. You die.
I'll take the chance. It's the only way to prove to the sheriff and to Miss Sibley that Darby Hicks is a real crook. Someone's coming riding hard. Tonto, did you see that?
Me see him.
A white horse. A girl was riding it, and she was wearing a mask.
She looked like you.
That's it. She's dressed like me, and she's riding into the plaza at 10 o'clock. Darby Hicks is waiting. He'll think it's me, and... Come on, Silver!
Get him up! Come on!
The Lone Ranger had guessed right. Helen Sibley was so anxious to right the mistake she had made that she had fashioned a black mask and was riding into San Bello Plaza on a white horse. She hoped to attract the deadly fire of Darby Hicks' rifle and thereby save the life of the masked man who had tried to help her. In the meantime, behind the closed door of the gun shop, Darby Hicks loaded a high-powered army carbine.
Do you really think that Aubrey will show up, Darby?
I don't know, but I'm going to be ready for him if he does. Chink in this door is just big enough for a gun barrel.
What about the tunnel?
It's finished. Just as soon as I beef this hombre, we'll cut through into the bank and get the gold.
Somebody's coming.
Look out the window. Is it him?
Yeah, and he's riding straight for us.
Yeah, now I can see. I've got him covered. He's a dead pigeon.
You got him. He never even had time to draw.
Who's that?
Well, it's another one, another master.
I'll nail him as fast as they come.
Well, he's shooting back.
I don't care. This door's plenty thick. There's only an 1/8 leeway in this rifle chink.
That won't mean nothing if this is the same hombre that was testing the gun. He can shoot the date out of a day.
No, he can't. Oh, my hands.
Open that door and come out with your hands up.
Well, Richard, stranger, don't shoot.
What's going on here?
Hello, Sheriff. Here's two prisoners for you.
They murdered Caleb Sibley. If you look under the floor of the gun shop, I'm sure you'll find they intended to rob the bank.
You can't get me.
I warned you not to move. These men are guilty, Sheriff.
Their looks is proof enough for me. I'll take care of them.
Good. Now, where's Miss Sibley, Kemosabe?
A bullet hit girl in shoulder. She all right now. She wait for you. Over there.
I'll bring the horses, Toto. I'm very sorry it happened, Miss Sibley.
A shoulder wound is nothing. I can thank Darby Hicks' poor shooting for that.
Well, I hope you'll be all right.
Of course I will. My only regret is that my stupidity almost caused your death.
You more than made up for any mistake when you rode in here tonight. We're even. And that's the way it should be.
Here, Silver.
Hey, big fella. Adios. And the best of luck.
Wait, won't you...
Glad to see you weren't hurt bad, Helen.
Thank you, Sheriff. Do you know who that was?
Well, of course, I don't know for sure, but after seeing the brand of shooting he does, I'd lay 8-5 it was the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Like and rate it in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.